one did not require to be registered as a voter for one to vote. So that allowed more voters to come out and vote. Secondly, the process itself, in terms of managing the referendum day process, was much faster. One did not require to be checked in the voters' roll for them to vote. One did not require to be given multiple ballot papers for them to actually cast their vote. Thirdly, the fact that there were no queues at all. So if you just drove past the polling station or you walked past the polling station and you did not see people queuing up to vote, it was enticing to vote.
Some have questioned, though, that this large number might be a tampering of the votes, as some even say that the short queues should have indicated a low voter turnout.
Firstly, you can't use the absence of long queues as a basis to then say not too many people came out to vote. Like we mentioned in the reports, it will take an average of 3 minutes for one to cast their vote. The process was far much less tedious than it ordinarily is. So you are likely to have seen queues in the morning and maybe at the end of the day, but not during the day because the process was much faster. So that explains the absence of queues during the day. Of course, we have no evidence to support that the votes were not tampered with because clearly the accreditation of observers as a process to allow the transparency of the process was not as open as we would have wanted it. But again, just by looking at the process itself and what it took for one to vote, it would be very difficult. And unless we can evidence ballot stuffing to justify the tampering of the vote, we are just looking at what was presented to us.